Annunciation could be read today as the trailer to get into the complete storyline.
The Dominican Church of St. Paul offers an amazing spectacle. A single theme is depicted by a cycle of no less than 15 Baroque paintings, for which almost as many painters were called upon. The series is based on the devotion to Mary, more specifically, the Rosary. Prayer beds exist in different religions and cultures, like the Greek bedstrings or komboloi. As a stress-relieving agent, they come pretty cheap. In Christianity, more specifically in Catholicism, the Rosary, chaplet or paternoster, contains several 10 plus 1 beds, each standing for a series of 10 Hail Marys and one prayer of Our Father. The Dominicans attached special importance to this kind of repetitive prayer. Each of these series is associated to a mystery of the Rosary. During and after her life, Mary experienced 5 joyful, but also 5 sorrowful, and finally 5 glorious events. Those 15 events are depicted here, along the wall. The elite of Antwerp painters contributed to this project, which lasted from 1615 to 1620. As such, you get a sample of personal styles and techniques at a glance. Though the paintings are predominantly traditional, occasionally they are very unconventional. The painters were financed by different private sponsors. Let us have a look at the trailer, the Annunciation. This is the moment when the angel Gabriel tells Mary that she will become a mother. Here, it is presented as a day-to-day event in a household. Like in medieval scenes, Mary has a prayer book in her hand. This is an indication of her and other women's literacy. The characters are colorful, but similar to play dolls, they show little emotion and convey them even less to the spectators. In his time, painter Hendrik van Balen apparently had a high market value. He was the only one who was paid 216 guilders for his work. It was in van Balen's studio, probably located on Lange Nieuwstraat, that the young Anthony van Dyck, at the age of 10, started as an apprentice.